Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. This is the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. It is the go-home Raw for the SummerSlam pay-per-view, which WWE is now promoting as the WrestleMania of the summer. It's going to be a four-hour show coming up on Sunday. John Cena and Seth Rollins is the, I would guess, semi-main event for the WWE title. Brock Lesnar and Undertaker in a rematch from their WrestleMania battle is on the show as well. Tonight, they're in, of all places, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're going to be talking about that show. Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker are both going to be on the show. They're plugging it as same place, same time. And the last time they were in the same place at the same time, there was a wild, crazy, quite frankly, amazing brawl between the two guys. But I think for a lot of people, erased all the memories of that match at WrestleMania, which really was not all that good because Undertaker ended up suffering a concussion and was not in his normal Undertaker state of mind. So I got ideas for tonight's show. I don't know what they're going to do, but I got some ideas. We can talk about that with Mike Sempervivi after the break. And also, we've got a return on the show tonight that I'm going to talk about after the break that is going to set up a match at SummerSlam. We're going to talk about that, plus tomorrow, Tough Enough, one of the three men, Josh, Tanner, or ZZ, are going to be eliminated. And who is going to stay, who is going to win the women's division, so to speak, on Tough Enough? I got ideas, and I want everyone's help. Back in a moment with that and more. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
The 2015 Cupera features plush leather seating that will feel to your hemorrhoids like sitting on lava-hot knitting needles.
Not if you step up to relief with the power of two from Preparation H. First, use Preparation H medicated wipes to soothe as they clean. Then Preparation H maximum strength cream to relieve pain and burning.
Now sink into that rich upholstery. Mmm, luxurious.
Preparation H. Don't stand for hemorrhoids. Use as directed.
And try specially formulated medicated wipes for women.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. It's Monday here, and I didn't think there was going to be a whole lot of stuff to talk about, but here I am with this giant list of topics right now. I see people are calling, but don't bother. We'll take calls a little bit later on here in this program. I got news to get into first, Mike. First of all, we've got SummerSlam coming up. It's next Sunday, everybody. And by the way, if you're a subscriber and you would like to watch SummerSlam with some buddies, every year we do this thing called Super China Buffet Day. It's actually been a 10-year tradition. If you're a subscriber, you can go to our message board at WrestlingObserver.com, and we have a section called Empire Get-Togethers. And every SummerSlam Sunday around the country, people get together and they go and they eat lunch together. Originally, it was at a China buffet, but the original Super China Buffet that we went to was so ungodly horrible that around here the last couple of years we went to a casino buffet, which was much better. This year, we're going back to a Mandarin buffet. But the point is, at least in Seattle, if you're in this area, you can go have lunch with us on SummerSlam Sunday and then come over to my house and watch the pay-per-view. So this information is available on our message board only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. There are going to be Super China Buffet days all over the country. So no matter where you are, all over the world, I might add, you may be able to find somebody or a group of people that are watching the show, and you can all hang out and watch it together. We've had a lot of people that have made friends for life as a result of Super China Buffet Day. And if you go on the board and there is not a Super China Buffet Day in your area, you can, I guess, be the person to start the tradition. Just mention where you're at and where you want to go to eat and see if anybody else is in the area and wants to join you. But anyway, SummerSlam is Sunday. And Brock Lesnar and Undertaker is the actual main event. John Cena and Seth Rollins are fighting for the title, but come on, the real main event is Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. They are both going to be on Raw tonight in Minneapolis. And they have been playing it up as, this is your opportunity to see both men in the same place at the same time. Last time they were in the same place at the same time, violence broke out. Men were killed, it seemed. All these security geeks running in and geeks trying to break it up from the locker room. Brock and Undertaker would have none of it. They're just fighting like crazy people. So tonight, they're going to be in the same place at the same time. Now, I argued after the first brawl, these men need to not touch again until SummerSlam. Do not put them on TV together until SummerSlam. You gave everybody a great brawl. You made everybody excited. Doing anything else is only going to make it worse. You can't recreate the same brawl. You can't likely do it better. You can likely only do it worse. So, Mike, here is my idea for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
My idea is that Brock Lesnar and Undertaker need to both be put in shark cages. And they need to be wheeled out on the ramp. Two crazy Hannibal Lecter-style men. Maybe even put the muzzle on Brock Lesnar. Because he may try and chew his way out of the cage. And you bring them both out in separate cages. You have Paul Heyman there. You have The Undertaker. At least give him a mic in his cage. Let them do their promo back and forth. But you've got to convince the fans it's too dangerous to open these cages. If we open these cages here on Raw tonight, there may not be a SummerSlam match. But hey, if you sign up for the network on Sunday, we're going to wheel these men out and we're going to open the cages and all hell is going to break loose. I think that's the best way to build up this match. You shouldn't be giving it away here on Raw. You gave away a brawl once. Let them come out. There's no way they can touch each other, even though they're in the same place at the same time. But promise people on Sunday, these cage doors will open.
Well, here's the thing.
What do you mean, well?
I got to be honest, boss. I think that comes off as a little bit corny.
Oh, come on! Did you see their brawl?
I did see their brawl, and I think if you decide to lock them up in shark cages and roll them out on dollies, as Paul Heyman talks, and as I don't know, what do you feed the contract through to get it signed between both men, and they're shaking in the cage, and they're looking at each other sternly and meanly, and they're spitting, I think it would come off as corny. We've had Chris Algieri, who was a fighter, fought Manny Pacquiao. His trainer kept telling him, I'm going to let you out of the cage, Chris, even though Chris wasn't throwing any punches. He was going to let him out of the cage. That's what I think of when I think of that. Now, I do like the idea of them being held against or away from each other. I think you have that 100% correct. Anything they do after that brawl that they had is probably going to be a downer because it went so well. So don't have them touch each other. That's why we're buying the pay-per-view. That's why we're tuning in on the network, is to see these two guys finally face off and throw hands with each other again. But can you put them behind glass? Can you do something
glass
like that?
I think it's dangerous.
But that's the whole thing. Then somebody cracks it and the crowd goes crazy, and the crowd's going to be going crazy anyway because they're in Minneapolis and Brock Lesnar is probably going to be a huge, huge face. In fact, they're both going to be huge faces. It ought to be relatively nuclear there. So I think you have that going for you anyway. I understand. I think you have very good intentions. I just think there's another way to do it. I don't know exactly what that way is, but I just think there's another way to do it besides going like Detroit big time wrestling 60s chic style with the,
well,
the shark cages.
Mike, you can't say that there's got to be a better way, but you can't think of one. Either come up with a better way or my way is the best.
Okay, your way is not the better way, and I would put them behind glass. I would have Paul Heyman instigate something. I would have them...
So they're going to be in a glass cage, like the Popemobile.
No, not exactly, but they would be across from each other in the ring. They'll break out like the red mat. They'll have a bunch of security around and Undertaker...
Giant sheet of glass?
Look, you got to have some sort of sight gag. It is WWE, for God's sake, so you do have it right there. I mean, you need some sort of aesthetic, but do something like that as opposed to the shark cages or the Hannibal mats where if they're tied down and taped down, who cares? What fun is that?
I like the idea that we're going to put a glass pane in the middle of the ring, and neither man is going to figure out that they could go around it. They're trapped on each side of this pane of glass.
Well, I mean, you need some sort of setup there.
Listen,
but again,
they had 25 guys that couldn't keep these two men apart. And
you
you're telling
what?
Me that
here
this time
go.
There's just going to be a line of men or a pane
Maybe.
Of glass and they're not going to touch each other?
We're both, I think, overthinking this. You know what?
They I'm not. Through... This is easy. Put them both in a cage,
no,
and then they can't
goofy.
Get to each other.
God, that's just so goofy.
A instead pane of glass is not
instead
goofy.
Instead of having, well, how about this? Instead of having 50 security guards, have 100, and they still try to get at each other, and it's a riot situation, and people are going nuts. It's a
we already saw that.
But
and they can't do it better. Maybe they can, but
they don't actually touch each other, though. And the whole thing is it's leading out to, and again, this could be a lot of Paul Heyman promo. And then as far as TV goes, they have a very short, you know, 100 security member hold apart as they go off the air. And then that leads into Sunday.
How about an invisible electric fence that we put? It just like it goes corner to corner in the ring. And so they're both in their separate hemisphere, but they can't pass this electric fence.
I would rather have that than the shark
How
cages.
About put bears in the middle of the ring that they have on
no,
leashes?
No,
and these
because
men...
the thing is, Brock Lesnar can beat a bear.
How about they dig a hole in the middle of the ring so neither man can cross the hole or they'd fall into it?
Like,
all of these are way goofier than two cages.
That's Yours is still pretty goofy.
I want to hear what everybody thinks on Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. They're going to be there tonight. John Cena is going to be there tonight. He's been dared to be there by Seth Rollins. And also returning tonight, everybody, is Mr. Ziggler. Dolph is back, which means, as expected last week, he's coming back. They are going to do Dolph Ziggler versus Rusev at SummerSlam. I actually thought they would hold it off, but apparently not. I guess it'll probably be a singles match at SummerSlam. The girls will get involved, and then you can do the mixed tag, which apparently will be an actual mixed tag, because the misses are involved, at the Night of Champions show. So a lot of big things going down on Raw tonight. And we'll talk about more of them after the break. See how I did that? Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let's look at some of these tweets, Mike. People are saying about our discussion about the shark cage here. Matt Farmer, legendary Northwest wrestler, says, all I will say is Semper Vivi is no Booker. Ha ha, hashtag sheet of glass.
He's a better historian than he is a tweeter.
Mike.
Shame on you, Matt Farmer.
Mike himself posted a YouTube video of a CJ Strong, or Captain J Strongbow against a Bulldog
Chief
Don
J. Strongbow.
Ken. Chief, what did I say?
Captain.
Captain. That seemed better. Captain J. Strongbow and Bulldog Don Kent here. They're not going to be the same cage, geek. They're in different cages.
I like Liger Busa, who says, put them in those giant balls from American Gladiators.
Hey, that's a good one here. Orion says, you're underestimating the talents of Brock and Undertaker. A second brawl would be much better than the first because of no more ring rust. Oh, yeah? Okay.
Kyle here says, I mean, if he can't keep RoboCop in a cage, how do you keep Brock in a cage? Also, much like the bear, Brock can probably defeat a cage.
He probably could defeat a cage. If you can't keep RoboCop in a cage, how do you keep Brock in a cage? Well, you try. That's, you know, that's the key to everything. Just try. If it goes wrong, fine. But you gotta just try.
So by your logic, though, if Brock does not get out of the cage, you know, RoboCop could get out of the cage. Means he must be pretty tough in wrestling terms. Jim Cornette, though, could never get out of one of those cages that they'd suspend over the ring. So by your logic, if Brock can't get out, Jim Cornette is just as tough as Brock Lesnar. That's no way to sell a main event.
Hey, I got a better one. Big Bill here says, I think they should hang them from the roof and swing them back and forth so they can only fight for a few seconds at a time. A brilliant idea. Man, I got some very, very creative listeners here today.
How exactly would that work? Now, would they be like Cirque du Soleil style? Would they be like, you know?
Yeah, you swing them, and every time they come close together, they both throw a punch, and then they separate again because they're swinging.
So they're harnessed at the waist, I guess?
No, they're in a cage hung from the ceiling.
Oh, just, okay, they're still, okay.
Yeah, you swing the cages at each other.
All right.
Now, by the way, those giant American Gladiator balls right there, they have those at the fair around here, but they're in the water. And normally they put infants in them, and so you laugh as your child flip-flops around as they are running around in the hamster ball.
You know, if this was Vince Russo, it's very possible that if he was in charge and he was coming up with this, they'd be in giant sumo suits, those inflatable ones, running into each other. That would be a great way to go home.
Now, his idea would be to keep them apart. They'd both be in the same cage like what you sent me, and security would be outside. Because he's an idiot. Let's continue on here. This has gotten a lot of talk of late. Roman Reigns did an interview recently. I don't know if you heard this, Mike. Sporting News, he was asked about when he was booed, when they tried to push him so hard after the Royal Rumble, whole thing with Daniel Bryan at Fastlane, etc. This is what Roman Reigns had to say about the fans booing him here. He said it was kind of rough, to be honest. Someone my age, we didn't go through the internet like how it is now. When I was a kid, I was outside sweating and running around. Me and the Usos were tearing up the yard or doing yard work. We didn't have all these video games, social media outlets. He didn't have video games when he was a kid? He's younger than me! Anyway, there weren't cameras on every single device that you could think of, so it's a little different. As an adult, I've always tried to be a good person my whole life. I've made good friends, I've always built great relationships, and been friendly with people. I always think that what you do to others will come to you, so that's how I treat people. When you deal with an internet situation where all these people are attacking you for no real reason at all, you're just going out trying to entertain them, trying to give them something to get outside of their life, to get outside their reality and suspend belief. And then for them to attack you for no real reason. It's not like I was trying to hurt anybody. I was just trying to do my thing, make my art the way I want it, and have a good time. Hopefully it reflects that. It's just one of those things that once it's opened up, it's eye-opening, it's shocking, it's hurtful. But it's just a part of the world. Just like anything else, any other form of bullying that the world's dealt with, we're going to get past it. Strong people are strong for a reason. They can hold that weight. God gave me broad shoulders because I can carry that load. It was a shock and awe factor at first, but it's a lot easier now for sure. What do you make of those comments, Mike?
I guess what else is he going to say? I guess that made for good copy, so good.
I think what people are hung up on is bullying. He's being bullied by the fans booing him.
That's the thing. His goal is to be a babyface superstar, because it doesn't matter what the fans would be doing to you if this was just about, you know, wrestling. And I also find it amusing at 30 years old that he could be that reflective, you know, and go to the back in his day cards, you know, like, seriously, if he actually believes that. Again, if this was just a really, you know, long response, I don't know.
I'm just laughing that he's acting like he was born before Pong.
That's, I know.
He was born in 85, right? So that means when he was like 8 or 9, it was the early to mid-90s.
He had the Atari 2600.
He had no video games in the early 90s. I was playing them earlier than that.
Nintendo, for God's sakes.
It is much harder nowadays for kids because of social media. Madden. Like, when I was growing up, there was no social media where you know, you go on Facebook and all these kids can be telling you that you suck or whatever. It is harder in some ways to deal with social media when you're a kid if you've got a Twitter and people are harassing you on there. But I don't know. I people have been very hard on the guy because of this. All I would say is, it's wrestling, and sometimes people are going to boo you. I don't know if it's necessarily something you get oversensitive about, that you're being booed
in
pro wrestling.
You can't please everybody.
No, it's impossible.
Fans can be pricks. I mean, look at The Rock and the ups and downs that The Rock had, you know, and as far as getting cheered and booed. And that's just, it's just the way it is. And sooner or later, if you're going to grow on the fans, you're going to grow on them. I mean, like the ups and downs that Randy Orton has had with them. And, you know, that's performance art in pro wrestling. And you have to learn how to deal with it. And it's really not that big of a deal. But again, I think this just, it almost sounds like this may have been a rehearsed, you know, type of deal as far as a political answer, which shows a little bit of pain, shows you how he feels. It just, I don't know. I really don't think it's that big of a deal.
By the way, we found the other guy, AJ here, says, with Dolph returning on Raw, any chance Kane returns? And where would he fit? Aside from Filthy Tom, that is the first human being in a month I have heard ask, where's Kane and when will he be back?
I
don't think he's coming back tonight.
I would probably wait on Kane coming back until well after The Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. And I just, why? Let him actually go to Hawaii. Let him sell his house in Tennessee. And just give him a little bit of time. We don't need to rush Kane back.
This guy also says, I was currently listening to your Lucha Underground review. Just wanted to let you know that they did explain how Pentagon Jr. got Vampiro's messages in a previous episode. They showed a segment of Pentagon Jr. in what looked like a Japanese dojo, surrounded by those sliding paper doors. Pentagon, hey, maybe that's where they could put Brock and Undertaker in, those paper doors. But anyway, Pentagon was in one room and his master was in another room behind one of the paper doors, so Pentagon saw nothing except his master's silhouette. Yes, that explains it a little bit, but still, let's try and think about this. How did Vampiro communicate to Pentagon that he needed to come to this special place where he was going to be hiding behind paper doors? How do they communicate? Right? I don't know. It doesn't matter. The show is still great one way or the other. There's no way to convince me that Pentagon, it's just weird. Mike, do you have any friends that give you life advice and you don't know who they are?
No, that's the same way I don't have anybody that just randomly travels to Thailand and brings back like white tiger semen that happens to be blue and could be given to Anderson.
Is that really
Silva.
What they said it was?
No, but it might as well have been.
I see. Because that would have been something else. We're going to open up the phone lines in the next segment, everybody, if you want to call about anything here today. Oh, John wants to know, by the way, if Kane comes back, will he have gear? Don't count on it. We're going to open up the phone lines. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. We've also got four other numbers on the front page of Wrestling Observer.
I disagree with you.
What?
He could have gear.
Do we have four numbers? Because I can confirm we do.
Well, actually, we have five, don't we? But anyway, look, the mask. If he comes back, he's going to unleash his inner beast again, which means he might have to get the mask out of the glass case.
It's possible. Very quickly, before the commercial, west of the Rockies, 425-488-0525. East of the Rockies, 425-482-1686. Parts unknown, 425-398-7353. First-time callers, 425-398-7289. All of these numbers are on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Phone lines are open after the break. Anything that is on your mind, raw, tough enough, how they should keep Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker apart, or should they? Do you maybe want to see the big giant brawl again? You can also talk about the... We got TakeOver coming up on Saturday, if you have any thoughts on that. You've got the Ring of Honor return to Philly. If you want to throw anything about UFC or the New Japan G1 Finals that we talked about this weekend.
NXT Kids.
NXT Kids, oh my. Back in a moment with more of Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if... Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, Mike Sempervivi as well, Wrestling Observer Live. Every line is ringing. Let's get going here. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? Hello, West of the Rockies.
Hey, is this me?
That's you.
All right. I was wondering if what you guys think. We were talking, I think, yesterday about Lucha Underground and how expensive it is and all that. And the one company besides WWE that could take that on is possibly TNA. I know they're leaking money, but that is one company, I guess, that could kind of build some good beef with, like, the internet.
I'm totally confused. What are you saying? How does TNA tie into Lucha Underground?
Well, I'm just saying, like, Lucha needs funding, and if there's one thing that Dixie is a money mark. So, like, I see that kind of almost.
Well, listen, your phone's all wacky, so I'm going to let you go. But very quickly, Dixie does not have that kind of money. In fact, they have been drastically slashing expenses. I think they've got three guys right now who are actually under contract. Everyone else is working on per-date deals. So of all of the companies, TNA is very, very low on the list to be able to provide. And why would they provide it anyway? They've got their own problems. I don't think that funding Lucha Underground is of any value to them. So let's go to Richard on the Sports Byline. Richard, you're on the air. What's up?
Yes, I have a question about SummerSlam. They've announced that it's going to be 4 hours. Do you think that that's a bit too long for SummerSlam? I know that every year we do WrestleMania. We do WrestleMania for 4 hours. And I understand that they're Ziggler versus Rusev.
Man, everyone's phone is terrible.
Might be a little bit too long.
Okay, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. Your phone is also bad, but it all depends on the show. I mean, there's no way of knowing in advance if 4 hours is going to be too long for a show. I mean, if they've got 8 matches and they want to give Lesnar and Undertaker a long time and really do a big deal on the ring entrances and do give Cena and Rollins a long time, because obviously they can work an extended period. I mean, who knows? It's a rare WrestleMania that's too long at 4 hours. They're almost all excellent, so I'm not too worried about the time.
That's how they got to treat it, is like a WrestleMania. They're treating you. The fact that they're going to 4 hours, the fact that they're getting coverage on ESPN, which is unprecedented, the fact that they have moved the thing to New York, the fact that they've made it a 3-day weekend, the fact that they have gotten more involved with local media, and just go on down the line of all of the reasons why that this is a big deal this year and what they are obviously building on for the future. I'm sure they're going to try to book this thing the best way they can. You know they're going to have the overly long video packages. It's going to be a lot of filler and all that stuff, but it does allow Cena and Rollins to go for a long time. It does allow for, you know, longer matches and things playing out. So good, because odds are, again, twice a year at 4 hours for WWE, they should be able to pull that off. Yes, they stink with 3 hours of Raw every week, or I shouldn't say stink, but many times it's very underwhelming. Forget about the rest of the programming. That's completely missable, and you don't even have to feel remotely bad about it whatsoever. But twice a year, I think they can hit a home run with 4 hours, and I think they'll be able to do that. And as the time goes on, you're going to see more gimmicks probably year after year with the Stings and Undertakers and guys like that of the world because of what they seem to want to do with this whole weekend.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's John from Philly.
John, what's up?
Hey, Brian. I sent you a tweet before the show about Roman Reigns. I don't know if you saw that.
That's why I read that article.
Yes. So, I'm sorry. I just got onto the show. I was just getting a new phone. So I'm just completely flabbergasted by his just complete lack of self-awareness. I think it's to say, what wrestler claims bullying? Like, I just find that completely preposterous. That, you know, that he's just so unaware.
A 30-year-old who's that reflective of back in his day. But I think he's also, I bet you there's a lot more people like him than we'd like to admit.
But it just shows that he does not like, it's weird for a guy that's grew up in the business. It's like he doesn't understand the wrestling business.
Let me say one thing about this. Okay, Roman Reigns is a young guy, and he really, as a wrestler, has not done anything wrong. And it wasn't his decision to be pushed as the main event guy. So they're doing all this stuff for him. The fans are turning on him. And I'm sure that there is that part of him that's like, man, what am I doing wrong? And I'm sure that there are people like Triple H and many others who are in his ear and they're trying to make him feel better. And it may very well have been that somebody else planted that seed of, dude, it's just bullying. It's a social media generation. They're bullying you. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. And maybe that's where that comment came from. I mean, there's no way of knowing if that's something that he came up with on his own or if it's something that people have been telling him over and over again ever since the people started to turn on him.
I agree. I just find that the complete self-awareness of just his character. Also, I just don't think that he gets it. It feels like he doesn't understand how the wrestling business works. He doesn't understand. He said this before after WrestleMania. He says, nobody gets upset when Brad Pitt takes a role and people don't clamor about that. I'm just doing a role.
He hasn't been paying attention to Batman.
He thinks that wrestling is about, he thinks he's entitled to this role. And that's what I get that from him. I think he's entitled to this push and that the fans that are booing him, it's like, why are you booing me? I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. When it's like, that's not professional wrestling. Professional wrestling is you go out there and the fans interact and you're supposed to work the audience. You're not playing a role. You're not an actor. You're a wrestler. It's just ridiculous.
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. I think the biggest issue from reading that interview right there is that Roman Reigns hasn't taken the oldest advice in the world. And believe me, I have succumbed to this as well in the past. But at the end of the day, you can't feed the trolls. That's it. If you are being harassed, whether it be on a message board or as a wrestler in an arena and people are booing you, if you sell it, it's only going to get worse. There's a million wrestlers who have gotten the wrong reaction. And publicly, they'll talk about, I don't care. They won't address it. It doesn't bother them. They embrace it. They love it. When you go out there and people are booing you and you sell it, you're upset about it. You say that you're being bullied. I think that's the biggest issue here, that he's acknowledging it and he's letting it get to him, which he absolutely should not do.
Unless he's going to go heel.
Well, that's not his deal.
Well, here's the thing, though. You still have long enough to go before making this decision at Mania, and if you can't get him over as your biggest baby face, why not try to get him over as your biggest heel? You know, you can tilt the crowd enough in that direction by having him maim Ambrose, and there are a million and one things you could do. And the one thing that card he can play is he always gets screwed out of things. He has sat back and tried to smile. He's tried to do the right thing, basically like the Die Rocky Die thing, you know, but you keep booing me. You keep screwing me over, and you've bullied me. And what a heel thing to say about the crowd. How dare they bully this poor little man who's just trying to go out there and be the number one guy and make millions of dollars and do a bunch of things that you low-class people can't do.
Okay, well, here's the problem with that, though. He has been doing these interviews since January when they first turned on him. And he has no control over it. Listen, I'll bet Roman Reigns would love to go heel. And they've discussed heel turns in regards to him. But at the end of the day, it's not his decision. It's Vince's decision. And he can desire to spin this any way that he wants, but at the end of the day, he's got no control over it. Vince does. And so I don't know what to do with the guy.
Well, at least he doesn't look like Kevin Owens.
He's got that going for him. Ryan.
My question is
Ryan in Maryland. What's going on?
My question is about Thunder Liger. Who do you think he should wrestle next week on Raw? Because I heard he's staying till
he's not working on Raw. He's not working on Raw. He's not working on Raw. He's not working on Raw.
Why is he talking so fast?
We'll team with Neville to go up against
Why are you predicting he's not gonna?
Because we're gonna make him work for his money and hard to have him stay at a 5-star hotel room for nothing.
Oh my God, Ryan, I'm hanging up on you. He ain't working Monday. Gotta make him work for his money? What?
He's gonna
he is. It's called Takeover.
He's going to get hit by a tequila bottle by somebody.
I didn't Ryan with a tequila bottle.
Sounds like he actually hit the tequila bottle before he called in.
First time caller line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is RJ from Texas. Hopefully my questions won't be as dumb as that. I got a prediction for SummerSlam, maybe, and Daniel Bryan. Do you think, last week you guys said that Daniel Bryan didn't announce whether or not he was going to return. Do you think he might do a surprise return at the Rumble and win the Rumble, given the past two Royal Rumbles had him, you know, not being in it or get out and lose? And maybe that Sheamus is going to cash in his Money in the Bank at SummerSlam against whoever wins. So that way, maybe they don't have two titles on one man. And then it'll be Sheamus and Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania with a title, which they've been wanting to do, Sheamus and Daniel Bryan, as far as I can tell, forever at WrestleMania again. You know, and if it's the biggest WrestleMania of all time, the WWE Championship might not be in the main event. So having having Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus for the WWE Championship, maybe not, you know, it seems like something that could happen.
Hey, listen, that was a fabulous scenario, and I agree that they could do all of it. Listen, at SummerSlam, I do not picture that someone is going to show up on Raw with two belts. So I think they're either going to do some sort of disputed finish. You can even do a DQ. It doesn't matter because the main draw is Undertaker and Brock Lesnar, which I'm pretty sure is going to have a finish. So I think you're either going to have a disputed finish, or John Cena could conceivably beat Seth Rollins, and then Sheamus immediately cashes in, wins the world title. And so John Cena the next day is back to only being the U.S. champion. They've got the title off Seth. There's a lot of different ways you can go. If Daniel Bryan is cleared, it's a great scenario. The only problem, which probably wouldn't be a problem because it's not going to be the main event of WrestleMania, is they're not putting the title back on Daniel Bryan. I would bet almost anything that Daniel Bryan is not going to be champion again, because I think that Vince has lost faith in him based on all of the injuries, at least in terms of somebody that's going to hold up over the long term. If Daniel Bryan can come back, he'll be pushed very, very hard. But as far as being pushed to the level of a guy that's got to carry the company, that's not going to happen because of the injury background. But they very easily could have Bryan win the Rumble. He chases Sheamus. They do Bryan versus Sheamus. Sheamus wins at WrestleMania. Everybody boos, but then you've got your other main events and get him back into the show and that sort of thing. It's a risk because people get very upset when Daniel Bryan doesn't win. And it also requires a storyline where Sheamus is the champion from now until WrestleMania. I don't like that aspect of it, but I guess things could be worse. Parts Unknown Line, you're on the air very quickly. Who's this and where are you calling from?
It's Ed. I've heard all the callers today, so I decided to call in and save the show.
Well, you failed so far. Let's go.
Real quick, my question is, do you think Hama, who is over his All Get Out in Japan, could get out in America?
Do I think that Hanma, what?
Do you think he could get over in America?
Do I think Hanma could get over in America?
Yes.
In what company? Because that's a very important question.
Actually, WWE or ROH.
I think he would get over big in ROH. I think they would screw it up desperately in WWE. We're going to be back in just a moment with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I need that song right there for the Brian and Vinny show. Yeah!
You gotta love the JBs. James Brown's backup band. Them, Bootsy Collins, you can never go wrong with stuff like that.
Holy smokes. By the way, because all the 2K festivities are taking place in New York alongside SummerSlam, Steve Austin is going to be headed to New York this week. I think they're doing some panels and some other stuff as well. I don't expect him. He may be at SummerSlam, just like make an appearance. It's a four-hour show. It's WrestleMania. So actually, now that I think about it, maybe he will show up there. Roman Reigns has teased that The Rock is going to be at SummerSlam. And you know what? If all the talk that they have done, one of the things, I got to get this rant out real quick. One of the things that always drove me crazy about TNA was when they talked about how big something was. They talked about how important something was. But when you watched it, it was no different from anything else. WWE can talk and talk and talk all they want about how SummerSlam is the new WrestleMania of the summer, but it means nothing unless you make it the new WrestleMania of the summer. They're halfway there with a big, giant main event that you wouldn't see on a normal show, Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker. And if they can bring back Rock and Austin for talking segments or that big WrestleMania moment with those guys, not a match or anything like that, but they did it a couple of little while ago with Hogan, Rock, and Steve Austin. Obviously, Hogan's not available now, but do something like that and show people that, you know what, this is the WrestleMania of the summer. And then you got something every year. We got to wrap it up, everybody. I'm going to be back later on today. I believe two shows. Filthy Tom Lawler is vacationing in Alaska, believe it or not, but he's going to be on the show today, I hope. And Wrestling Observer Radio later on tonight, talking Raw with Dave Meltzer, all of the news and more. It's going to be a great time. Thanks, everybody at Byline, Mike, as always, all of the callers. Yes, even Ryan. And we'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.